for your Fighting Tigers at LSU, and a forward, a 6'10 freshman from Asbury Park, New Jersey, Zero Hawthorne. At the other forward.
Two and a half hours. That's how long it takes to get from Asbury Park, New Jersey, the hometown of LSU freshman Naz Reid, to New York City and back again to Asbury Park round trip via the Garden State Parkway. It's about half the time of a flight from Baton Rouge to Newark, the nearest airport, to Asbury Park. But Naz Reid's not much of a traveler. He's a self-described homebody, and that LSU was able to land the five-star forward was primarily a product of Will Wade and his staff's ability to make Reid feel at home away from home. So, upon his arrival to LSU's campus this summer, Reid invested 2.5 hours every day with LSU's coordinator of basketball operations, Brian Merritt, in his favorite home away from home, the gym, hoisting up shot after shot after shot. And increasingly, as the summer progressed, make after make after make.
How many shots a day are you trying to get up, or were you trying to get up over the summer?
I'll go shoot 1,000, Coach Merritt.
Yeah. How long does it take to shoot 1,000 shots?
I mean, it really depends on how fast the shot tracker is going, but usually it's about like 2.5 hours.
By summer's end, Reid's make totals had nearly doubled.
In the summer, it was like about 320, something like that. And it went up to about like 600.
As fall prepares to turn into winter, Reid's investment of time is yielding massive dividends on the court. The 6'10 freshman through 3 games for LSU has knocked down 6 of 14 from deep, including a 4 of 6 barrage in LSU's 97-91 win over UNC Greensboro on November 9th.
Naz Reid, catch and shoot, 3, bounce, 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 and it went in! And a foul! How is that possible that a guy that big has that good touch from that far away?
In that game, Reid scored 29 points, showcasing not just his range from beyond the arc, but also a variety of skills, passing, ball handling, and, yes, shooting, uncommon for a player of his size. That's because, well, Reid wasn't always this size. From 7th grade to 9th, Reid shot up 10 inches, from 5'9" to 6'7".
I wasn't always that this tall. I happened to grow, and I'm thankful for it. But when I started playing basketball, I was about 5'9", and I was one of the shortest people on my team. And I always played up, so I was like on the perimeter more than inside. So with that, the growth spurt just helped me a lot, and then being able to transition from my game from the outside going to the inside, and be able to do both.
There was only one downside to the upshot.
My knees were in pain, I know that.
The pain appears worth the payoff, particularly for Wade, who knows he has, in Reid, a rare talent.
He's like having Tremont at the center position. He's like having a Tremont at the, he can pass, he can shoot, he can make pose. He can do everything. So, he's, enjoy him. You won't see him long. This will be it. But enjoy watching him. He's a very, very good player. But he's just, more than that, he's an awesome kid, awesome person. He loves LSU. He loves being in Louisiana.
Reid may very well be a one-and-done level talent, but he says his focus remains on the task at hand in Baton Rouge. And his actions support his words. Late in the UNC Greensboro win, Reid dove to the floor for a loose ball that helped the Tigers pick up a critical stop on the way to a victory over an NCAA tournament team from a season ago.
Troy has it knocked away in the corner. Ball's on the floor, and Tremont Waters has got it.
Like a summer spin in the gym, hoisting up shot after shot after shot, that's the price Reid knows he must pay to get to where he wants to go.
As of right now, I'm really just focused on like getting to like the tournament or things of that nature. If I get a chance to be one and done, I'm gonna be glad and thankful for it. But just hustle plays like that is just something that we worked on, and it's something that if you want to win a game, it's something you have to do.
In the meantime, Reid retains the green light from his coach to shoot from just about anywhere on the floor.
Do you have the green light from almost anywhere?
If it goes in, I would say.
If it doesn't go in, well, Wade has a plan for that too.
He's gonna have the green light early, and then if they're not going in, then we're going to go in the post, or you know, he has a little bit of a non-traditional post game. We like to put him on that wing and let him back him down from the wing as opposed to just throw it to him on the block. So it's a little bit of a different type post game, more of a pro type post game. Kawhi Leonard, a lot of those guys in the NBA do it. So it's a different way of posting him. But he understands, for you know, if the first couple threes don't go in, we're going to the block quickly and going to the paint.
Leonard is just one of the pros Reed has modeled his game after. He's also studied tape of DeMarcus Cousins, Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis, and even Joel Embiid, picking up tidbits here and there and adding them to his game. The influence of pros is evident in Reed's game. If he keeps playing like he is when the lights come on, and more importantly, working like he is when they've been off, he'll soon be playing alongside the players he's emulating.
And that's where the game's kind of trending. That's how it is in the NBA. You know, the big guys are stepping out and making shots and being able to make plays. And so that's how it is at that level. And I think, it's trickled down to college. It'll trickle down. You know, that's how it works. It just kind of moves down. So I'm just glad we've got one of them that can do it.
This is home, Mr. Hart, where all of it started. Where we grow the freshest heads, so they call it the garden. Stopping the largest pool of talent that flies under the radar. Where hip-hop's alive, cause we strive to save ours. Riders and bombers tagging off city with the finest of caps. At night attack, cause we from the wrong side of the tracks. Where MCing's a part of our being all season. And if you not believing, then we call them for treason. You see, that's all the more reason outsiders get devastated. Unless they from the bricks, then they get celebrated. Elevate the nation with raw lyrics that we behold. Since the days and pages of Norman Mellor and Paul Robeson. Open up and mention, New Jersey's inventing. We've been shining since the light bulb, and y'all couldn't dim it. From my henchmen repping Trenton to rabbin' Menace and Patterson. Any comparison with Jersey is just embarrassing. No disrespect, just travel across the U.S. and see a new Jerusalem. Jerusalem's what we do best. My flesh was conceived in Camden down at Cooper's. Just like my man King, so we natural crown rulers. Sound schoolers, ask the grand poobah, who's rocking it? Only Jersey validation, B-boy, document. Dominant.